Sex, the main reason why all of us are here today. It lowers stress, increases pleasure, and makes beautiful babies, as myself. There are many boundaries created by society which numerous people cross each day. But today, we will be discussing sexual boundaries with my sister, Jasmine Taylor. She will begin by introducing herself and discussing how she crosses the sexual boundary in society by making the decision to wait until marriage to have sex.
How are you?
I'm great.
Do you mind introducing yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Jasmine. Hello.
And we're sisters. And today we will be discussing how you cross sexual boundaries in society by making the decision to wait until marriage to have sex. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions about your decision making and if you feel as though it's crossing a boundary. So the first question that I'm going to ask you is, do you think it is realistic in society to wait for marriage to have sex?
Realistic? What do you mean by realistic?
Do you think it's common? Do you think people view it as possible or even able to wait? What are your, do you think it's people view it as capable to happen?
In this generation, no. I don't think that sex is really valued like that anymore, like it used to be. I think sex is something that's now easy to get and free to give away. I don't think people really, like I said, value the true meaning of sex. It's completely capable. I definitely do think that it's very capable, but I don't think that it's common anymore like it used to be.
All right, and do you think because it isn't common that the more years that pass by, it will be more and more less valued? Or do you think maybe it'll turn around and people will actually value sex more than they do now?
Honestly, it depends on who this generation looks up to, because who this generation looks up to will be the people that the next generation looks up to. So if we have a whole bunch of this generation not valuing sex, then what do you think that's going to do for the next generation that's coming up behind us? Over the years, sex will not be something valued and will not be something common. If sex just continues just to be this thing that nobody really takes serious.
Do your parents expect or want you to wait?
They don't expect it. Waiting is kind of my choice that I've chosen to wait over the years.
Do they want you to wait?
They encouraged me to wait.
Do you think this might have played a role in maybe you making this decision, or?
Well, it's not that it played a role, but the fact that they weren't like trying to force me to wait. Instead, there's a difference between encouraging someone and trying to make them do something. So the fact that it was encouraged highly, and the fact that like my mom always taught me about self-respect and how valuable my virginity and my body is, and that I just shouldn't be giving it away to anyone because I am special. My mom always made sure that she reminded us how special we were, and that we can't just let anybody in like that. So that did play a role, but also, like I said, it's also that choice that someone has to make for themselves to wait.
And I know you said that you've made this decision over the years. What exactly, what age did you decide that you were going to wait until you got married to have sex?
Probably when I learned more about sex, which would be in sixth grade probably, I made a vow to myself that I was going to wait. Yeah, when I hit middle school.
And did this decision influence any of your friends at the time, their decision on sex as well, or was it just you?
Like what do you mean? Like, did I encourage them to wait too?
Yes.
I really, probably not, because I never really talked about my decision with people in my middle school. Most of my friends were already having sex by middle school, so, I mean, I didn't judge them, but, you know, and the ones that I did tell, I mean, I don't think that it encouraged them to wait until marriage, because some of my friends, we were just raised differently and around different environments.
Do you think being a teen in today's society and with your decision, sometimes do you feel as though you're an outcast, or do you feel positive, and do you feel the need to want to encourage others to make the same decision that you have? What are your views being a teen in this society? With so many teens having sex at young ages, having kids, what do you think about that?
I don't feel like an outsider at all. I am proud that I made that decision. I don't have to go through nearly as much as, no offense to anyone, you know, who has had sex, but I don't have to go through nearly as much as they do, because there's a lot of other, like, emotional, physical, and all of those other changes that come with sex, and I don't have to deal with that. Yeah, being a virgin in this society definitely does make me want to encourage people to wait for that special someone. If you're not going to wait until marriage, like, at least wait for that special someone that you know that's going to be with you for the long run. And my views on this society, well, my views on being a teen in this society, I just really pray for us all, really, because it's just so sad. I look around me and I just see just some of us just going down the wrong path. And I definitely encourage those teens who are still a virgin out there to wait for that special someone, because it'll be so.
So since you're absolutely gorgeous, we all know that you've had, you know, past boyfriends, current boyfriends, people you've talked to. So did you guys ever have conversations about sex, or did any of your past boyfriends ever make you feel pressured into having sex with them? Like, what are your experiences with relationships and sex?
Sex is always something talked about, like, with anybody I connect with on that level. And I always let them know what I'm waiting until marriage, so if you don't like it, then you can go. Yeah, it's always something talked about, and I don't really feel uncomfortable discussing sex either, because it's a natural thing. Have I ever felt pressured? I've never felt pressured, but you definitely have to be aware of those wolves in sheep clothing, because though there will be some guys out there who will claim that they value your virginity, they really don't. So I've ran into maybe one or two guys like that, but I've never let myself go that far, because I know how to stay true to myself, and I know my self-worth, and I know the kind of respect that I deserve. So I've never really let it get that far, because, like I said, if they're not willing to wait, then they just don't deserve me at all.
And do you think maybe by you waiting and them not wanting to wait, then that could push them away?
Maybe it did push them away, and maybe if there's any other girls out there who want to wait and they don't and it pushes them away. Maybe it does, but that's not my problem, and I'm not going to stop being true to myself because they don't want to wait.
All right, I'm going to bring the feminist role into it a little bit. So, as you know, society expects females to have less sex partners than males. So, do you think it's more expected of females to wait until marriage to have sex and not males, or do you think it's equal? Do you know any males that have actually waited? What are your views about that?
In this society, I would say that it is expected of more females to wait. But how I look at it, I feel like whether you're a male or a female, your virginity is something precious. And I don't think that you should just give it away to just anybody. And that's just basically how I feel about it. Like, definitely more females are, you know, I don't know why that is, but it's like the more bodies a guy gets, he's the man. But if a female goes around and sleeps with a lot of guys, then she's considered a hoe, when really that's not fair. Because if you're a guy and you're going around sleeping with a whole bunch of girls, that only means that you also, just like the females going around sleeping with a whole bunch of guys, you have no respect for yourselves either. So self-respect and self-worth works.
Most important of all, why have you made this decision to wait until marriage?
Why I made the decision to wait until marriage to go ahead and cross that sexual boundary is because, number one, I know the consequences that will come with not waiting, and it's not so much a religious purpose, it's just I know the spiritual consequences that comes with giving that up. And number two, I really value my virginity so much. I value my body. And me deciding to wait until marriage, I feel like if I wait until marriage, I'll be with the guy that I'm going to be with forever. So I don't have to worry about anything. And I feel like I owe it to my husband to wait for him, because I feel like whoever I'm going to marry is going to be one who does value women and their body. So by me deciding to wait for my husband, I feel like I'll be making the best decision ever, and it'll be love behind it, you know. And it's nothing like, I guess, having sex with the one you love, according to the ones that I've talked to who have had sex with their husbands or their wives.
Thank you so much for allowing me to take up some of your time.
No, thank you for interviewing me. It's an honor.
And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening.